listening to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Pedro Gomez, brought to you by the Blake Street Tavern, ESPN's Pedro Gomez. Pedro, let me read you the line for Kyle Freeland with the Isotopes, and let me hear what you think. This is yesterday, 5 innings pitched, 9 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 7.20 ERA, 57 strikes on 96 pitches. What do you think?
You know, it's kind of like what we talked about a week ago where I said, you know, guys like this get sent down sometimes, and now it's up to you. What are you going to do with your time down at AAA? Are you going to sulk? Are you going to say, I don't belong here, I should be up in Denver? Or are you going to say, let me work on some stuff and let me get some stuff done? I will say this, though, sometimes guys will go down, and the first game down, they're just so distraught that they have a difficult time focusing. Of course, you are a professional, and your job is to focus, and it is to do the job. So, you know, that's not an excuse. I'm just saying that sometimes mentally it is difficult to make that transition and try to get something done. But that's certainly not the way to earn your way back to Denver.
Now, let me give you the line of the pitcher on the other team. Okay, so this is the same game. Oh, we'll get to Lambert. But on the other team, during the same game, 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run, not earned, no walks, 4 strikeouts, 3.86 ERA. That, to me, is the line Freeland wanted. Something like that, to me, would be like, okay, that sounds about right. And that was the guy on the other team.
Who was that, by the way?
Kalish. I don't know first name, but Kalish.
Okay.
For Omaha, okay. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I mean, the Royals have, I don't know exactly who Kalish is, but he's not a big leaguer, so therefore, you know, he's trying to earn his way to the big leagues, and that's what you do when you're trying to earn your way.
It's Jake Kalish.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him, but, the type of game where you're trying to make your way to Kansas City, and so you've got to impress, you know, especially if you have no track record at the big league level. So, yeah, I mean, It's not a look at this line, look at that line type of scenario. It's more about Freeland. And, you know, look, if you're Freeland, you don't have to go down and throw zeros necessarily. You just have to work on things that you were not doing well at the big league level. And right now what he was doing is he was center cutting way too many pitches. And that's why he was giving up all those home runs. I think he's given up 16 home runs at the big league level, and he gave up, I think, 19 all of last year. So those are not good numbers when you're centering the ball to major league hitters. That's going to get you in trouble every single time. So it's not like the Rockies have to see zeros. They have to see improvements in command. Where is he putting the ball? Does he have fastball command in order to set up everything else that he can do? And that's obviously, you know, that wasn't the case yesterday. And these are the things that Kyle Freeland has got to work on. I will say this, I'd be surprised if Kyle Freeland is not back in Denver within 3 to 4 weeks. I would be surprised. It would take quite a few of these bad outings for him not to make the return. It's going to be an interesting sociological experiment, so to speak, to see how he handles this.
But couldn't we be looking into his line from his start last night too much? Maybe he is working on things.
Yes, that absolutely can happen. And we don't know what the Rockies told him to go work on. I think fastball command probably is a big part of it. Look, he's not a flamethrower. He's not a guy that can just rear back and throw 97 miles an hour and get you out that way. He's a guy that has to have pinpoint control and have his pitches be exactly where he wants them to be. And he's been able to do that for the most part. But if he's not able to, that's where a guy that does not have 97 miles an hour can just rear back. That's where those kind of guys get into trouble. And that's why Freeland has been in trouble for the first 2 months of this season with the Rockies. So he's got to be able to work on his control, his command of his fastball, which sets up everything else for any pitcher. And so, yeah, we can be reading too much into one start, no doubt. If this continues over 3 or 4 or 5 starts, then there's probably more going on, and probably I would say the majority of it is going to be psychological.
Conversely, can we read too much into Lambert's start yesterday against the Cubs? Seven innings,
well,
one run?
Look, hey, you know what? It's a nerve-wracking experience to have your first major league start, period. To have it at Wrigley Field, where there's always 42,000 people, to have it against the Cubs, you know, a storied franchise, and to be able to do what he did, that's impressive. That's what you want. I will say this, just because he did it once now means that he is capable of it. Everybody in the Rockies organization knows, look, you've done it. So it's in you. Now, it's, of course, impossible for a pitcher to do that every single time out, but the fact that he's done it puts one aspect to rest inside Peter Lambert's mind, and that's, can I do it? Am I good enough? Well, that's answered. He did it against a very good lineup. You know, you're talking Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, Kyle Schwarber. You're talking about a great lineup front to, you know, top to bottom, and he did it at Wrigley Field, which is not an easy place to do it. So a great, great start to a major league career. Where it goes from here, who knows, but he certainly earned another start. The Rockies have to say, well, let's see. Let's see if there's more here.
What do we know about Michael Toglia from UCLA, big first baseman, the first-round pick of the
Rockies? Toglia is a very good player. He's a college player. Let's not forget, back in 1995, the Rockies took a college first baseman out of University of Tennessee. That turned out pretty, pretty good for the Rockies when Todd Helton's career was said and done. So, you know, they have history with taking college-level players, and certainly Toglia is a guy that, you know, he's played in the Pac-12, an upper echelon conference, a power conference, where you're facing very good pitching, and he has done very well. He has great, great defensive skills at first baseman, which is enormous. You look at the great first baseman in the game, and the ones that can kind of carry a team have tremendous skills around the bag, and Toglia has that. So, you know, he checks a lot of boxes. Now it's whether he can do it or not, but, you know, you're a first-round pick, you're going to get opportunities, and you're going to get multiple opportunities to make it happen. So the Rockies, everything I've heard about Toglia is on the upper side. There's a lot of upside there for him. So good player.
Yeah, I like it too. You know, the Rockies have been dancing around first base for many years, actually, including while Todd was still here, by the way. And they just did not seem to want to commit to the investment in that. They've had all their free agents at first base have kind of just been, it just hasn't really worked out, including Morneau and I don't know, Desmond. Was Desmond supposed to?
He was not a first baseman. Right. He was a converted first baseman.
But here's a guy, like you always say, hey, why can't we find our own Paul Goldschmidt? Well, you got to go get him. You got to go identify him and work at him and then maybe you can. So hopefully.
Well, and then, you know what? Sometimes guys like Paul Goldschmidt, though, they find you rather than the other way around, because Paul Goldschmidt was an eighth round pick, which means every single major league club passed on him at least seven times. And some of them passed on him eight times for him to last to the eighth round. And you never know what you're going to get out of a draft pick, because J.D. Martinez was a 20th round pick. Nolan Arenado was a second round pick, meaning every club passed on him once. You know, if you had do-overs, you'd absolutely take a Nolan Arenado. Mike Trout was the 25th pick in the first round. So, you know, teams passed on him a bunch of times.
All right, great stuff, Pedro. We appreciate your insight, and we'll keep our eyes 3 to 4 weeks, for Kyle Freeland.
Yeah, I mean, now he's put himself in a position where it's going to be, you know, multiple. You're going to have to see back-to-back starts be positive for him in order to return.
Appreciate it.
Barring an injury.
Okay, thank you, Pedro. Have a great weekend.
Okay.